fall down. I did it for the mitzvah. Now, suddenly I'm going to go make a 180-degree turn and hope it's going to, expect it's going to fall down. No. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon agrees to migu diskatzoi. And even by noi, says the Ramban, he has not... Ain daito alein atshiyat sukoso. The noi has a package deal. He's mamish. He's not yoshi the mitzvah for anything. It's interesting to know that this doesn't mean that he's mamish dochev yadayim mamish for the entirety of 8 days. That's not what the Ramban said. Yadochev yadayim beferish for 7 days, and including ben hashmoshes. And if not for the dchiyav yadayim of ben hashmoshes, it would have been mutter on the 8th day. He's not yoshi the mitzvah for anything. It's interesting to know that this doesn't mean that he's mamish dochev yadayim mamish for the entirety of 8 days. That's not what the Ramban said. Yadochev yadayim beferish for 7 days, and including ben hashmoshes. And if not for the dchiyav yadayim of ben hashmoshes, it would have been mutter on the 8th day. Would have been mutter on the 8th day. Because he wasn't dochev yadayim for 8 full days. No. He's just not the yoshev of a mitzapeh. So once you're not yoshev of a mitzapeh, then the migu diskatzoi of the ben hashmoshes between Hashanah Rabbah and Shemini Atzeres can kick in and ask him for the entire day 8 as well. So writes the Rambam. Yes? What? Oh, so the Moti has a good question. Doesn't Rabbi Shimon deny totally migu diskatzoi? Presumably that's what Tosfos holds. Denies it completely. Right. Well, there are certain cases where he apparently holds migu diskatzoi. That's the Gemara based stuff, Laman and Beis. When it comes to a Sukkah Bria, Rabbi Shimon requires Yoshev and Metzapah. Now Yoshev and Metzapah is Asur. Why is it Asur? It fell down. It's firewood now. Why is it Asur? Yeah? Iu akte midaita. Excellent. Excellent. Iu, like kos karav hashoshes. I keep telling you that kos karav hashoshes, I keep telling you, is not migu diskatzoi. Iu akte midaita. Okay, what you're saying makes sense. I'll answer you twice. Number one, I discovered something new, which I can add to the Ma'am of Covenants for tomorrow's shiur. The Chidush HaMiyuchosim L'Horan is against me on a number of these points in these dapim. Seems to say Migu Diskatzoi Kvot Rav Shimon. You'll see it. You'll look. It's interesting. Okay. And number two, if we're going to suggest Ken Kipshuto, Rav Shimon denies Migu Diskatzoi, and we understand it to be Iu Akse L'Kule Yoma, so the Ramban will have to be somehow reinterpreted that that's the same in effect, the same thing over here. But he wasn't mocked at the Pharisees for 8 full days. The fact that he's mocked it for 7 days plus, including the Ben HaShemoshes, pushes it so far, he can't make a U-turn. It's something along those lines. Rabbi Isai, I ask you a question. If the Ramban is requiring a kind of a Yoshev and Metzap of a Kumba, say, why is it that according to Rabbi Shimon, if it was beferish, I mean Dalam and Beis, that if they're most on the Mukhni, they're most on the Mita, whatever they're on, nonetheless, if you have Shimon, if they fell off, the Mukhni is not a bus in the Dover Asim. Mefurash Gemara. That's the last line. Mem Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara says, "Ho ein aleh mos sharia afagav the havel leben hashmoshes." Are you Rabbi Shimon? I ask a kasha. Where's the Yoshev u'metzapa? Where is the Yoshev u'metzapa? Where is it? Pass me the Chiddush Yeran. I'll tell you where it is. The real Yeran. That's right. The Chiddush Yeran asks this kasha, and he gives a teretz. He says, "Yes, there is a Yoshev u'metzapeh. Where is the Yoshev u'metzapeh? He expects the money to either fall off by itself or to be knocked off by the famous, all-pervasive Nochri or Tinok." So writes the Heilige Chiddush Yaran. He's going all the way with this malach. It quotes from the Rashba too. He says as follows. Wow. So in the footnote 403, he quotes a more incredible Tosfos in Chul Yudalit, that a behemoth nishkot of Shabbos is not muktzah. He's Yosef and Metzapa that a chayr is shot to the cock and a shechted. With the God of Al-Gav of mind, you to make sure it's a kosher shechit. He's not going to stop him from doing it. This is so, I mean, here it's not so wild. So in footnote 404, he quotes a very important Chazon Ish, similar malice of cotton dollar. So he is so good, but no one else said it before him that I saw. Lobiina and Yoshiva Mitzape, Elebidova Sheena Omed Lekach, Gon Suka Shenafla, the Kol Shalon Nafla, Eno Medes Lasok Apiom Chol, Bechein Nerkos Man Shadolik. Ain't no one to stop you, may not feel the b'chol. Therefore, you require Yoshev and Mitzapah. But a mita, which has money, ben Hashmashis, mutl tato, imorad Yoshev and Mitzapah, because Mitzarat's a medical shimish b'chol. Mayor, the guitarist, it solves a lot of problems. It has to do with the sugi we'll see on the base about whether Rav Shimon is mode or not mode, but by the Chaim Shemesu. There's a whole mahalach based upon that sugi. That's what he says. It's an important idea, this Chazanish, although it's not much. In the Rishonim, it solves a lot of problems. A lot of problems. And of course, I mentioned to you earlier this man, and it's the last Maramakam on the Mamash on the sheet, the Gra, in Simon Shinchav Dal and Sivkot and Ches, who says this whole discussion, the Yoshev and Mitzapa, is a machlokas asugis. Do you need it or don't you need it? I mentioned it came in one of our discussions, it came up. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. The Ran goes beyond the Ramban. The Ran says as follows. I hear the Ramban. It's very nice. But. There's a but. Eino Nira Li. Reb Shimon says it's only Muktav is Maksa Datal Legami Mimenu Makwas Yisuro Kekos Korav HaShoshes. And he says, "Midi the chazal of the gamri lo also le Rav Shimon am neaktoz daito, the kevin shekain noyon b'shmini le Rav Shimon the lespu yisura klal lama yosu." He doesn't understand why should the nice look of yosu b'shmini. He doesn't like the Ramban. 429, a long footnote. Does he argue in the Ramban only by noy, or is he arguing by suk as well? He brings some contradictory inferences here, which we're not going to go into all those problems. But that's what he says. Wow. Oh. So Tosfos can say one of two things again. Either they hold he is Yoshev and Mitzapa and Shemitah. Look, the Ramban in the eye. Say, you Ramban, you say it's not Yoshev and Mitzapa, you can't make a 180 degree U-turn. And I say you can. I say guys make U-turns here on 247. Make a U-turn, middle of the highway. So you can make a U-turn. Until the first 7 days, I'm hoping it's going to stay up. And eighth day, I'm Yosef Mitzapa, it's going to fall down. Or, Reb Shimon holds that you don't really need an active Yosef Mitzapa. You don't need an active Yosef Mitzapa. As long as you don't need it. Here in footnote 410 to the Ran, quotes the Afike Yam, Chelik Beis Simon Yates, quotes a Rashi, Beit Chav Dalit, Reb Shimon denies Migudus Katsoy, and it's Dachi B'Yadayim. Even though there's no Yoshev and Mitzapah. And the Balamor says, no, you require Yoshev and Mitzapah. So it's a machlokas harishonim. Do you require an active Yoshev and Mitzapah or not? Maybe it may depend upon the machlokas by Balei Chayim Shemesu. That's the Gemara Named Beis. Because therefore, presumably, if you look at the Afikei Yam there, therefore it's not a Dachi B'Yadayim and not a Yoshev and Mitzapah. Kubit the machlokas HaTanor, we're going to go to machlokas HaSugis, etc. The Rashba has 2 days, Chul and Tezvav. Someone shechted on Shabbos for a chol l'sheyesh bo sakana. What's the din? According to Reb Shimon. What's the din? So it's not Yoshiva Mitzapa, not Achiv Yadayim. What is it then? 2 days in the Rajba. That's the same Shaila. We pask in the Kula. We pask in the Kula. It's a machlek. I'll tell you that machlek briefly right now. You should see it right this minute. Turn to the Ran, page Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Rabosa. Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. There the Ran says, the Rif quotes the Gemara, that someone shefted for someone who was sick, etc., etc. Shofa the Chol of B'Shabbos. Says the Ran the last two lines, Miyu davka b'chola shecholah mi'bol yom, avol chola b'Shabbos osu l'bari, shim dahud midi d'shochet b'Shabbos habalei muktim erav Shabbos, quotes Mokhul and Tezvav. For Av Alphas al Sosim Advarim lo Pirish called Tzorba. You better believe it. He's Sosim Advarim. Because he holds it Mutta even if it's not called an Erev Shabbos. And then the Machaba passes in Shin Yud Chesed Beis. Why is it Mutta? Not Achim Yadayim. What happened to Yoshiva Mitzapeh? Parrot says, you don't need it. But the Machlokos of Rishon and Machlokos of Sugis. That's how the Gro presents it in that last Baramok. Good. Rabosai, now for the last part of the Shiva, we start a new topic. The topic is the very phrase that it's found right in front of us. A muktzler of Shimon, el grogos v'timukim b'levad. Who are these grogos and timukim? Who are these people? What are these things? Grogos, we keep coming to this phrase. What is gro? What exactly is it? What are they fighting about? So here I think there are three shittas in the Rishon. Three shittas in the Rishon. Look at Tosfos first. Tosfos says, el grogos v'timukim, b'rishalim v'farash, ma'srichim b'en atayim. Kevin Shemiskalkin called Kach, Ein Daito Lekaftum Achi Taknu Heite. Interesting. What does that mean? So the Chorah means that there are four stages. Four stages when you take grapes and make them into raisins. When you take figs and make them into what we call dry figs. What are the four? Well, the first one is obvious. You have a fresh grape and a fresh fig. The last one is obvious. You have a dry fig or a dry raisin. Both of them are perfectly edible. What are the two in between stages? Well, we had stage A, B, C, and D. A is gavaldic and D is gavaldic. B is masrichos, inedible. At stage B, it's inedible. Can't eat it. Not as a fresh and not as a dry. What's stage C? Stage C, it's now edible v'dochak. What the Gemara calls chazi v'lo chazi, singing Beit HaChavot. Chazi v'lo chazi. Says Tosfos, chazi v'lo chazi per se wouldn't be so bad. But over here, since it was masrichim ben tayim, at stage 2, it was totally inedible, ein daito lekafna machitaknu heite, so it goes to stage 4. So stage 3, which per se would have been okay. It's a chazi, lo chazi. But since it reached a low madrega of Eneroi Klal, you're not going to pick it back up to the status of Heter till it's Matakna Heter, stage D, when it's absolutely fit. That's push up shot in Tosfos, based upon the Rishal. Okay. What about a farsakin? Next Tosfos is going to talk about farsakin. Afal pish ein miskalpun kolkach, maktos amidaito. That's only Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon is not that farsakin. Our fars can never get to that lower stage. Only three stages. Fit, chazi below chazi, and then fit again. But in that kind of case, for both sides, Rabbi Shimon is not considered to be mukta. Because after all, it's chazi below chazi, not so bad. Ad kan lefi Tosfos. Okay, Rabbi Shimon? Fine. The Ran disagrees. Open these to the Rana and on our daf. He has a different interpretation. Please open to the Ran if you don't mind. The Ran page Chaf Aleph, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Here we go. Chaf Aleph. He called Ogos Hatzimukim. It's like this. Hola Masvichos Ben Time, quote, that's the Rif quotes in the Yerushalmi, but he says a different verb. V'od she'enan yeveshos, v'nimtzek she'kishenichnas Shabbos, hayu muktzos legamri, hilka, afal pishin is yafshu b'chati hayom, asuros. What does yafshu mean? What does yafshu mean? Kipshuto. What does it mean, Rabbi Osai? Absolutely a dry raisin, I mean, you could sell it in the store. What's it called? Name of that raisin company? Sunmade! Mamish! Sunmade raisins! Gewaldic! But, Erev Shabbos, Ben HaShemosh, it wasn't fit for use. As I stated in Iran. Why is this true? Apparently, if it's Dachia B'Yadayim, Reb Shimon agrees to what? To Migud Diskatsoi. It's called Dachia B'Yadayim. You put up on the roof to dry up. You put on the roof, and even though it dried up talk in the middle of Shabbos, it's books anyway. This is Shitas Aran. The Rambam, if you ask me, I don't know if anyone says it, but that's what I think Pshat is. You give me the Rambam in Perek Chavog in Hilchos Shabbos. Thank you very much. I have. Halacha Yud Dalit. I read you how I read it. I mean, you tell me how you understood. Here we go. The Rambam says, "Ein shem ochel shemukse b'Shabbos klal elakol mukhenu chutz migrogos v'simukse shebemukse bizman shemiyabshim osam." I repeat, "Bizman shemiyabshim osam hol masrichos ben tayim v'enem ruyim lachila harein asurim b'Shabbos v'shemukse." I don't know how anyone else read it. I read it. Bizman shem miyabshim osam is an ongoing process. It hasn't dried up yet. That's when Gorg was simukim was also. It's not dried up yet. Against the Ran. The Ran said it's also, even if it's totally the siyabish is also anyway. The Ram says no. Bizman shem miyabshim osam kol masrichos bein tayim. And it's during this masrichos bein tayim period of enemurim lachila, then and only then is it also a quantum of Shimon. I don't know. That's how I read the Rambam. Maybe no one else agrees with me, disagrees with me. Otherwise, it's mutter. He denies me with this katzai completely. He denies it. You'll tell me it's like kos karavashash. I'll tell you what Mati said. No. Kos karavashash is iu akse l'chuleyoma, like I told you before. There, Bishimon is mutter. But if he himself was not makter for the entire day, Reb Shimon denies me with this katzai completely. Totally. You'll tell me that Grogos and Tzimukim should be acts of the Chul Yom Achatz V'Shalom. The sun may come out, and sun made, it can be make it dry out completely. Kos Karav Ashoshis, that's not Shayach, that's not going to go out. A freakish case of the blowout, but there's enough oil to last for 25 hours. More than that, Rabosai, the Rambam Paskin that if it's Nisyab Shul Gamre, not only does Reb Shimon say it's mutter against the Ran, but we Paskin it's mutter. We Paskin it's mutter, Rabosai. Wait a second. But don't we Paskin Nigud Iskatsoi by Muksu Machmas Isser? So we Paskin Nigud Iskatsoi by Muksu Machmas Isser, by Ner. Why don't we pass Kanigud Iskatsoi by Grogos of Tzimukim? I would say, at first glance, I'll explain to you tomorrow, I think the battle is this way, that Grogos of Tzimukim is worse, is more chamer than Ner. Why? Grogos of Tzimukim at one point in time was a kind of a muktzah makos gufo. It was inedible. Enimor al-achila. Afal pekan from the Rambam's mashma, if it's dried up in the middle of Shabbos, it's mutter. When it comes to Ner, which is muktzah makos iser, it was inaccessible because of the iser of kibuy or something of that nature, of tiltul, whatever it may be. We pass on the dina, when the candle goes out, it's mutter, it's aser rather. So why should that be so? almost counterintuitive. So my answer is, again, if all my assumptions are right in Pshat Rambam, is as follows. Miyudis katsoi, Rabosai, is a halachic term. It's a chiddush lahalacha. It's a halachic chiddush that if it's muktzah ben hashmoshes, it's muktzah the entire day. I wouldn't have thought of it on my own. So the Rambam holds, it's only true in the case in which the impediment ben hashmoshes was a halachic impediment. There's a halachic impediment called iser. So that triggers a miyudis katsoi. When we pass on the halach. But if the impediment was only a physical impediment, which is not fit for eating, then we reject Migudis Katsoy. I'm suggesting as a possible terrace. The Mechaber and Simon Shin Yud Siv Beis starts off like the Ramba, but then he throws in other things. Dachi B'Yadayim, I don't know. The Mechaber left out the Lashon HaRamba in a Royal Achila. I can't answer you for sure what the Mechaber has in mind. It's a hybrid of the Rambam and the Ran. I don't know. You can tell me Pshat in the Rambam in Mechaber Shin Yud Siv Beis. I'd appreciate it. I don't quite see it. I saw something interesting. The Mishnah, open to Mishnah Brura, Bosa. Interesting Shaila. Mishnah Brura, please. Mishnah Brura. Simin Shinches Siv Koton Samach Gimel. It's a side point, middle of nowhere. The Mishnah Brura says, it's page 214, the fifth line. V'yatofeach amnas tatviyah. I have a garment that's so wet, my mom is dripping wet on Shabbos, the Ben HaShemoshes. Also the tad l'chaluk kol HaShabbos. The migud is katzor l'Ben HaShemoshes v'chule. It's katzor l'chule yom. It's Ben HaShemoshes, you can't touch the garment. It's just my mom is dripping wet. You're going to overuse a skeet if you pick it up. Called Shin Aleph Sif Mem Vav. It's katzor l'chule yom. So the question is raised. I saw this question raised by the Sefer Shalmei Yonason. What happened? Page Kuf Yud Ches. What happened to the requirement for Dachi B'Yadayim? Where's no Dachi B'Yadayim over here? What happened over here? If you're referring to a case where he actually laundered the item, all right, that's Dachi B'Yadayim. I understand that. But he didn't say he laundered it. Maybe the Mishnah Brura limited it to a case where it's laundered, but it doesn't say beferish. The Mechaber starts off by saying cholok shekifs kofsu also they laundered it, but the Mishnah Brura doesn't say beferish. That's referring to a case of that's limited to that kind of a case. Maybe I have to say no. Just swallow hard and say no. It's only going by on the first day on the Mechaber, the first line of the word of the Mechaber. That's limited to that kind of a case. That'd be the easiest way out. Probably the correct way out. Shabbat Yonah suggests a low plug. Otto the case where he washed it. No. I don't know. He asks another kasha. Why is it Gomru B'Deyodom? After all, isn't it obvious that the item is going to dry out? It's going to dry out. Should be gomer b'day adam. Because of Shlomo Zalman and Shmir Shabbos Kuk Peres Chav Beis Arachav, who suggests an interesting chiddush. I think it's of Shlomo Zalman, maybe Rav Neuvin himself, that in the summertime in Eretz Yisrael, should be no problem, because you know for a fact the sun's going to come out every single day. The sun shines. Not like in Kemar Rasha, rains and thunderstorms. Power surges, all kinds of things. No, all you have there is sun every single day. So he has a chiddush. The Shalmei Yonason, I want to argue with him. He says, "Gomer b'Deyodom is taken to be taken literally, where the person himself is involved in doing something to make it accessible. The Gemara hasn't been set to bait. I have a pot on the fire. I take it off the fire." That's called Gomer B'Deyodom, things of this nature. Where it's going to happen by itself, then not. That's the answer to the Kashya of the Levushei Strad I mentioned to you earlier today. that why is the case of the Nair coming with the other? So we gave it teretz, because then it may be some oil left over. He gave it teretz, because it goes out by itself. That's not what we're going with him. I don't think that's right. There should be a kavah chomer, it should be okay. It happens by itself, it's even better. It's even better. That's what I thought. The wet garment. Why don't we say gomer b'dayodah? The answer is in fact is wrong. It's not gomer b'dayodah. You have a very wet garment. This just came out of the washing machine, and they didn't have dryers. If it's a sunny day, it's going to dry out for sure. In Shabbos. What about a humid day? Have you ever tried this? A really, really humid day, and you have wet clothes from the washing machine. It won't dry. If it's really wet, it won't dry. It'll spill. I think. Am I right or wrong, Matthias? I think it's right. If it's a humid day, that's what I thought the answer was. That's what I thought. That's the simplest answer. Okay. Now I want to give you a 1 minute introduction to the Maharshi. 1 minute. I want to talk to you about some fundamentals. We talk about Muktzu Machmas Isser and Nigud Diskatsoi. What is the relation with these two terms? Are they synonymous? The Muktzu Machmas Isser really boils down to Nigud Diskatsoi? Or are they two separate terms? Two separate terms. Now, I want to begin with a Tosis Yishanim on Memdal that I made a quick reference to earlier. In discussing the question of Tanai, which we began today, here's a line on the side here on Memdal Menav. Rashba Meforesh, Da'ocha Chametzvei, Fishu Bosis Ledover Ha'osur. But the Tanai works from Muktzu Machmas Isser, such as Sukkah, but doesn't work for Bosis Ledover Ha'osur. I have a question. Isn't Bosis Ledover Ha'osur simply an example of Muktzu Machmas Isser? What does Muktzu Machmas Isser mean? It was inaccessible halachically ben hashemoshes. Why? Well, here's the case. You can't knock the sukkah down. I have another example. You can't move it because it's a buses. So if that's the case, if Tanai works for a typical Muktzu Machmas Isser such as sukkah or ruah, why shouldn't the Tanai work for an air? Who cares if Bosis Ledover Ha'osur? That's not a new category. That's just an example of Muktzu Machmas Isser, what Tanai does work. These two questions are linked to each other. We then tomorrow we'll discuss this at greater length. What's going on, Rabbi Osai? So I just want to make a technical announcement that the Sugya of Muktzu is going to conclude today and tomorrow. B'siat Piratos Hashem, B'siat Adushmaya. And Sunday, that's a new Zman. Mir Lenochri, new topic. So the yes is the ace of yes is old. But we have today and tomorrow to try to finish up these sugyas of Muktzu. We're not going to do Nolad, which I thought we were going to go into a little bit more. That's off the schedule. The Ma'amakomas have been revised, as I told you. And new Ma'amakomas will, amit Hashem, be printed by tomorrow morning for the next sugya of Mir Lenochri. Okay. So Rabbi Osei, we left off yesterday with the Tosis Yishonim, Mem Dalinam and Aleph. But in the context of tonight, the Tosis Yishonim says that Hachacham Tvei Levishu Bosis Ledover Ha'asu. We asked the question, Bosis Ledover Ha'asu, what do you mean Bosis Ledover Ha'asu? Why can't you move a Bosis Ledover Ha'asu? It's now no longer a Bosis Ledover Ha'asu, but Pashtus. It was a Bosis Ledover Ha'asur when the fire was on. Now we're going to talk about it tonight. Because this kasha was Ner Shekava. Make it tonight once it's cover. So Teretz is, well, Ben HaShemosh is when you couldn't move it. Why? Because it's a tilt because the bus is new. It's Vaita Muktzu Machmas Isser. So why is it any different than Muktzu Machmas Isser? A Sukkah Ruah. So we suggested at the end of the shiur yesterday that here it's a little worse. Because here, we said a bus is is tafel, as we learned by Barichas, to the Muktzah item itself. The Muktzah is a Muktzah Machmas Gufo. So maybe we say that the bus somehow has a status of Muktzah Machmas Gufo, and the Tanai perhaps wouldn't work. That's perhaps the intention of the Tosis Yishonim. Perhaps. It's interesting. In this context, I want to talk about another question which someone brought to my attention. And then I saw it's a whole discussion. The Rashi on the Mishnah, although it's found here in Memdalam and Aleph on the second narrow line, on the right side it says it belongs in the Mishnah. Chutzen haner shadolek b'shabes, ba'od shu dolek osur, shemei chava haner. That's Mem Vavam Abbeis, the Havamina. The Isir is shemei chava haner. The Gemara rejects it and says, no, the real reason is, as we just learned, it's a bustles of davar asur. Why does Rashi quote a Havamina? So this kasha is not my own kasha. It's the Marashoyas. Okay, open the Marashoyas. Marashoyas is the kasha. Just to see inside. The Marashoyas raises the question on this Rashi. Why is Rashi learning Pshat in the Mishnah based upon a rejected Havamina in the Gemara? That's the Marashoyas here. Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Bepirush Rashi. Page 24 towards the end. Marashoyas says, Lokoi hochi lekaman. This Trashem Yechav does not stand. At the mastic time of the Asr Mishum Davin Ne'er Hashem Nafsila Basel the Davar Asr. So there it is. So Rashi is saying that according to the Havamina. Why? So it occurred to me that the Lashon of the Gemara over here is Muksa Machmas Isser. Now Muksa Machmas Isser, because Rashi wants to explain, Rashi the Mefarish, to explain Pshat this whole Sugya, Muksa Machmas Isser, we know that expression. That's found by a typical classical Isser, such as Sugga Ru'ua, and such as a ner according to the Havamina of the Gemara, that's Shema Yichaveh, that's classical Muksa Machmas Isser. Once again, involved in buses, it's not necessarily called Beferish Muksa Machmas Isser. It's interesting. The Mogen Avraham has exactly the same kasha. It's exactly the same kasha of the Marashah is raised by independently by the Mogen Avraham in Simon Reish Ayin Vav at the end of Sivkot and Yud Aleph. Someone on the side says, for Akdimo, HaMashor, the Sivchayim says, HaMashor, they beat him to the punch with this kasha. That's he asked the kasha. Rabbi Kivega has an interesting answer, but in Klole Rashi. Rabbi Kivega says, what's the kasha? Well, Rashi doesn't know how to explain the maskana. Rashi is darko leforish ha-mishnah kasakadad of the shas. Who said so? The furish ha-toysis yontav and peyah, of course. Perik beis, mishnah beis. It's only kasha on the Bar Tanura. Because the Bar Tanura here quotes Rashi, and the Tosfos Yontav says the Bar Tanura, he's required to explain the Maskana. All right, this is an interesting side point. Okay, now, you'll say, what's the difference? Who cares? This reason, that reason. No! A big nafgamina, says the Levushei Srod. What's it doing in the Mogen Avraham? Because, you know, we mentioned that we're finishing our Muktzah this week, and next week we're starting our Mirul Anachri. What about the interface? The interface of Muktzah and Amir Lenoch, that's going to be our transition. Here it is. It's this Mogen Avraham, which we'll be discussing, Mr. Shem, when we make the transition from one topic to the other. And the Levushei Srod said that Mogen Avraham was matir to have a goy carry the candle. Rabbi Natan is matir. Why? Because it's an Issa Muktzah. Says the Levushei Srod, if it will be Shema Yikaveh, if they're afraid the candle's going to go out, which is the other reason which is found over here, Shema Yikaveh, then that might be a problem even through a goy. You can't have a goy do a malacha. That's how it could be a practical nafkamina as well, as the Levushei Srod here points out. Okay. So now, in the Mishnah Berurah, it's very calm about all this. In Reish Ayin Tes, Sivkot and Aleph, he stays above the fray, doesn't get involved in all this stuff. But he just says, he uses a phrase which I always thought was Emes Lamita. And today I want to get involved and see if it's really true. I just assumed it was a Dava Poshet. But we'll see. Reish Ayin Tes, the Mishnah Berurah writes at the very beginning, Sivkot and Aleph, Ne'er Shalikim Avosu Shabbos, Afa Vishakava, Asa Latal Talo. Why, Mishnah Berurah Aleph? Hayna afilu b'donisha shbal shem and klal v'atam tekeva deben hashmosha so yo'osu v'tutul. Why? He gives the real answer, the real reason. Fisha nasa ne'er v'shem and apsila b'osla shalheva shadover osu v'tutul. Oh, that's the real reason. U'migu diskatzo deben hashmosha diskatzo l'chul yoma v'zeo anikri v'gemara muksu machmas iser tekaim olei bei li yisura. I always thought this was a davar poshet, Torah Misinai. That, what do we mean mikzvah nachman sisa? What are we talking about? Not, what does it mean? We really mean to say, migu diskatzoi. That's what I thought the words meant. Look, after all, while it's aser, it's aser. It's the only muksa. So he said the rice of a malacha or the rabban of a malacha. The whole nafkamina of muksa nachman sisa was only may you use it after the issa disappeared. What is that? Plain English, migu diskatzoi. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes, that when it says Muksa Nachas Issa, we pass like a Buddha on Shabbos, what it really means, we pass like Migudas Katzoi. It's to us synonymous. That's how the Mishnah Berurah presented over here in Reish Ayin Tes, Sif Katan Aleph. Okay? Now, we know that the din is true. And the din is true that if it's a basis ben hashemashos, it's a basis for the entirety of a Shabbos, we know it's true for sure, that it's Rav Shimon is matirit. And we pass on the Issa, we saw that, we read it yesterday. We saw it twice. We have it over here. Mem Dalam at Bay is the last line. Mos Ben Ashmosh is Sharia, how can it be? Rab Shimini. That's what we have over here on Mem Dalam at Bay. Early on Mem Gimelam at Aleph, the case of Rochim. It says Beferish in the Gemara that Bonov Kol Ben Ashmosh is Vigo Diskatsoi. So twice in Shas it says, this din, that if it's a bus ben hashemashes, it's going to be also automatically for the remainder of Shabbos. It is duly quoted in the Ramot Simon Shintes of Dalet, and the Gra quotes these two Gemaras as sources. But the expression Mukta Machmas Isser in this context, I haven't found it in Shas. I found the expression Migud Diskatzoi, but the expression of Mukta Machmas Isser, I just didn't find. Beferish. You'll say, okay, we don't have to find a Beferish. It's Pashut. Could be. Okay. Let's, however, turn to the Ran. The Ran in the back of the Rif, okay? Everyone open to the Ran. I want to show you something. This is found twice in the Ran, this expression. I want to show it to you. And while I'm looking at the back, I need to pass me the pseudo-Ran. Maybe for a little later. Thank you. So the Ran says in two places, thank you very much. In discussing this very phrase, the Ran has on Chof from a base and Chof Aleph from an Aleph, the same expression. Let's see it first from Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, the end of the paragraph of Gemara, which is about the 12th narrow line. Kav Amut L'Taldalo, the less than the Reb Shimon, Afilo Muktzamach, but Muktzamach was Isser. He denies Muktzamach was Isser. And then he adds, Dilema Bey Migud Iskatole Ben Hashmash Iskatole Chuliyam. That phrase to me sounds like something different. Sounds like, almost, I don't know, I'm just telling what it sounded like to me. And a similar phrase, although it's inserted here, at the end of the previous Amud, from Shimon Matir, the less they are feel the Muktzamach was Isser, and then the bracket said, the Lema Bey, Migu Diskatzoi, the Ben Hashemashes. Otherwise it doesn't read too neatly. That's why he put in those that phrase. Maybe shouldn't be put in, I don't know. Maybe make a difference in our comment. But certainly it's been favorished on the next daf without a bracket. So it seems almost that Reb Shimon agrees with Migud Iskatzoi. We had this fight yesterday. Mati started saying, yeah. Who said no? Reb Shimon agrees with Migud Iskatzoi. What did he disagree with? Muktzah Machmas Isser. So it's not the pshat that Reb Shimon says that absolutely no Migud Iskatzoi. You have to find my pshat in what? Post Karav Ashoshis with the whole story with the tchit. No. Reb Shimon is not so much opposed to the Migud Iskatzoi. He's more opposed to the concept of Muktzah Machmas Isser in the first place. That's how I read the Lashon of the Ran. How would we explain it? Based on that good old Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish said, Maktzeh Ktzas. That's how you explain Muktzah Machmas Achon, and he said Muktzah Machmas Mius. Well, here too. He's Maktzeh Ktzas. Maktzeh Ktzas. And for that reason, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Muktzah Machmas Isser, and then it's the automatic Migud Iskatzoi. And Reb Shimon denies the very muktzah in the first place. That being the case, I'm thinking of the following suggestion. Kos Korav Ashoshes. Not the pshat which I said until now. Iyu Akti L'chule Yoma. Because it's obvious that it's a yahrzeit candle. It's going to last 25 hours. B'lishem Safek. Who said? The Gemara never said that. The Nefishi, the Gemara said. So I always thought that way. Because if Reb Shimon denies Migud Iskatzoi, must be pshat that you're makti yourself for 25 hours, like a yahrzeit candle. I looked at Rabbeinu Chananel, and he's not so referish here on the Fishi, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. It's on the first very wide line. Avol Ner, second rather. Avol Ner Godol, Gon Kos Sukara Vashoshis, Sheyitochein, Sheyadliko Yom Kulo. Larminan de Choshev Alayam Yesma, Lechshiv Yitatle, Lechshiv Yitatle. Larminan Vadekev, the Gdolam, the Siashim, the Tatle, the Muksime. Didn't say Beferish that we keep saying is Makta for the entire day. It says it could last for the entire day. And they were just not thinking about it. And what will happen if I have a candle, which I know in fact, guaranteed to last for no more than 23 hours. No less than 22, whatever, between 23 and 24 hours, or something along those lines. So maybe it will also be nefishi. You're not thinking about it. And in the last hour, you can't use it. Maybe. Let's say he's maxed for the entire day. Perhaps a possibility. Oh. The truth is, I found this in the pseudo-rab. That's why I wanted you to see that. He says it's befeish. Once I started looking and fishing, I started looking at the Rishona to see who's going to say this trap. So the... I kept telling you before, Koskar of Ashoshis, the pshat is that he is makta the entire day. Not Migu Diskatsoi. He says no. The Lashon of the Yuchas Laharan is as follows. If Tomer Rav Shimon Nami Yisle Migu Diskat Sodom Ben Hashmash Sodom Yoma the Mahay Taimu Dosa Kos Karav Hashashis? Ah? He didn't say my Teretz that he's Makta the entire day. No. He says it's based upon Migu Diskat Soi because he doesn't plan to have any use for it. But he does base it on Migu Diskat Soi. Yes, what he says. Aye, what do you do with buses? So why here Rav Shimoni that Rav Shimon that holds up by buses by the case of Memdalam at Beis, Reb Shimon denies the fact that it was on the Mukhni or the Mita, Ereb Bein HaShmashis, it's automatically for the entire day. Why is this different than Kos Karav HaShashis? Zok there, no? Shani Mukhni de Mitchila Datla Shia Mukhni Basis Lamos Ad Shia Yinotlu. Because man Shia Yinotlu or Yiplu Datla Vala Mukhni Lishtamash Bo. Okay, how will get off? He doesn't say. The real run gives you the end how it's going to happen. A Goy, a Kotten, a Tinuk. But look at the next waffle line. The next line is even a bigger chiddush. A bigger chiddush. The Efshari says, again, I repeat. Wow! This line sounds like he's saying that if it's completely beyond the pale, for Ben HaShemoshes, that's enough for Reb Shimon to say, Migu Diskatsoi. And the only time he doesn't say it is by the Mos Agabi HaMito Mukhti, where for all he knows, it could fall off or be knocked off even Ben HaShemoshes proper. So there's no call Ben HaShemoshes. Whoa! Whoa! That's amazing. So he accepts Migu Diskatsoi, and all he denies, Muksam Achmas Isser. Because he feels you're not being, you're only maktik tzas. After all, it may become accessible in Ben HaShemosh is proper. That's what it's on him. This is a chiddush neira. But that's what he says. That's what he says. No, what about the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres? That's what he's talking about, the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. What do you do with that? I forgot the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, Reb Shimon, B'chol Hayom B'Shemigu Diskatzor Ben HaShemosh is here. Hasamu, the Alkarche Mitzale Lukule Ben Ashmashis, be Isur Shel Chiyuv, the Lo Sagile Belavochi. And then he says, Migu Diskatsoi. And so on, Kos and Korah too. Otherwise not. What is this business? I thought like the Ramban of yesterday, 180 degrees. Until that point, you had a Badavka make sure it be rebuilt. That's what I thought he meant. Of course, if this is truth, we understand the Lashon Gemara in Kufnun Zayin, where it says we pass in like Reb Shimon except for Muktzah Machmas Yisrael. That's to be passed like Reb Shimon except for Migu Diskatsoi, the way we would have it normally. No, Reb Shimon agrees with Migu Diskatsoi. You have to have a proper oomph. Migu Diskatsoi le Ben HaShemosh. It has to be in Diskatsoi le Ben HaShemosh b'chol dikdukei proteo. But Reb Shimon knows a typical case. It's only Maktzah Tzas that doesn't qualify. And therefore, it doesn't generate the Migu Diskatsoi. And in the Miuchel Saran, it sounds like if he would sure for a fact would be inaccessible to the entire Ben Hashmas, which is Max of the Gamri, it's out. Maybe by a case of a Nair, where Rav Shimon also denies it, maybe it'll blow out in the middle of Ben Hashmashes. I'm actually have to put two and two together, so it's going to have to emerge. By Nair, I put in 10 hours of oil, 5 hours of oil, no. Yeah, it may go out in Ben Hashmashes. Maybe, I mean, it doesn't say Beferish. Maybe candles often went out in those days. It was winds blowing. You know, it was different Matthias. Perhaps. Okay. All this refers to a Nair Shekov. Let's now turn our attention to a Nair Hadolik. Yes. Yeah, what about it? Why can't that blow out? So that's what I was thinking. I don't know. Maybe a typical Nair is more vulnerable. I don't know. The coast, maybe it's a bigger thing. There's a wind can't get in. In other words, maybe it's not only is it big in terms of how much oil it has, maybe the protection around it is so humongous that it's never going to go out. Maybe. That's all a chiddush. I don't know. If you have a better, a different shot, let me know. So if you're right in your question. If a regular Nair, the reason why, if you need this Ben HaShemosh, is that last line in this Miuchas Laran. So the candle certainly has enough oil to last for 5 hours. So if the basing upon blowing out, the coast could also blow out. Unless you give a different Matthias. It's a good AR.
That's
Miuchas Laran. That's very good. We're going to come to that.
Well, let's look.
Hold on, slow. What about I'm about there? And the Yehuda holds it's also the entire Shabbos. Oh, so what's the pshat? What are they fighting about? So he explains over here in the Miuchas Laran. It's as follows. Look what he says. What did Reb Shimon hold? Pidemut l'tat lo stavik min Hashemin. The Eiv saw Reb Lezer Reb Shimon afagav the lo kava. Miu, he says, mistak. That's exactly what the Miuchas Laran says. How?
Became the dat the alei. I feel the mashem etafte b'oshu dolek is mutter. Reb Shimon savad the b'odesh dolek osur shemen ametafte. The dat the akibui v'lola osur shemen b'oshu dolek. That's exactly what the Miyuchas Levan says. How? What you're saying is like this. Also, this ties a little bit to that Rabban from before. You can't have a sudden change in mindset. What you're saying is like this. When it comes to a Nair, there's going to be a kibbutz at midnight. That's not going to help him with saying that, because he holds me to this katzoid. But that combined with the possibility of a blowout in Ben Ashmashis, so those two can combine together to work. But by Kos Karav Ashash, we don't expect it to go out even later, then that the blowout possibility, even the same statistical possibility, won't help. That could be pshat. That's a little bit like the Ramban of yesterday. You can't make a U-turn. All right, this is all in Shirim of Haktsor. So what does it come out? What does it emerge, Rabosai? What does it emerge? What does it emerge? Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon, we said a five, right? Five. Okay. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, is a bigger mako. Okay. Because you want to give numbers. If it's Odeu, Odo, Badaluk, even Rabbi Shimon agrees that it's Usur. That's a while. We gave numbers. So after it goes out, or Muktzah Machas Hachana, we picked the number from 1 to 10, we picked the number 5, the Shimon being Mat, the Muta Asari. While the candle is burning, we'll give it a number 8. Oh, the number 8, Reb Shimon holds that's also going to be a Muktzah. Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon says 8 is also not Muktzah. Need double digits, a 10. What's a 10? Kos Karav Ashashas. It's all a matter of it's about Chlokus and Shirim, three different opinions. How much from 1 to 10 scale must it be to qualify as Muktzah? Right? Rabbi Yudah is the biggest Machmir. Then you have Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon is a tremendous Mekil. Rabbi Shimon's in the middle. Okay, so 5 according to Rabbi Yudah is Muktzah, Rabbi Shimon not. 8 according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon is not Muktzah, Rabbi Shimon says it is. And 10, even Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon agrees. It's called Karav Ashashas. That's how it presents over here. Okay, good. Now, it's interesting that the Ran, that same Ran that we saw before, the bottom of Chof from the Beis, when he explained the opinion of the Tanakama, who was Rabbi Yehuda, look what he says. Most Hashemesh Abiner, Osta Stavik Mimenu, Shem the Kev and the Skatsoya Leben Hashmoshes, Machmas Isser. Shem is stopping min Hashem and Shemineir Chayim Mishem Mechaber. It's got so in I'm a lechul yoma. I feel like a shakava. Good. That is not a lie. Not a lie. When you talk about a neir shakava mamish, with Rashi there was only a havamina. It wasn't true. Here, this is the truth. There is an Isser kibui. But there's another Isser of Osai. There's an Isser of tiltul v'alts basal zavar asur. So the Ran told the truth, but not the whole truth. This is already pointed out by the Mefarshim. The Magen Avraham talks about it. Siman Reish Ayin Tes Sif Cotton Beis. Interesting. Okay, but before we get back to that, I want to discuss one more thing. Remember, we had talked about Tanai yesterday. Rabosai, how far does the Tanai work? So we spoke about the Mechabas Tanai. No, we showed him have Tanai in two cases. The more famous case is what? A Nair, Nair Shekava. Tonight, that's the Farish of the Machaber Abor, Reishai Tessiz Dala, 2 days. Fine. But if you look carefully in Tosfos, right? Look right over here. Look at the Tosfos. Tosfos Mem Dala Manal, Shebe Nair. Look what it says. Look what it says. Ule Rab Shimon Nami. This is next to the last line of the Tosfos Shebe Nair. Rav Shimon Nami Yovel Tanayel is stopping min Hashem and Amatavte B'Shor Shaneh Dolek. Hey, the Tanay shouldn't only work to take care of the case of Ner Shekova. Let it work in what kind of case? What? In the case of Shem and Amatavte min Haner. Tosos, half a toll doesn't work. The Rambano Tanay works. Also asked the question originally, let it work by Hashem and I'm a top. You get the impression that it actually works in real life? In real life? What do you mean a Tanai works by Hashem and I'm a top? So what does that mean? It means something which I didn't realize at the beginning. I thought that Tanai works to undo Migu Diskatsoi. I'm normally saying it's pushed aside for half a day, it goes to the whole day. So I'm stopping that with my Tanai. No! You see from here, what does Tanai accomplish? Tanai doesn't merely knock out the Migu Diskatsoi. Tanai knocks out the Muksamei Korah. Because even when it comes to Shemin Amitavte, Pishosh, Shaner Dolok, Tanai also works. It's the one we spoke about yesterday. Tanai knocks the Muksa down a couple of pegs, and that's what it says. And that explains our Mogad Avraham of yesterday, that the Machloikis by Tanai is dependent upon the Machloikis, Reb Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. That's what we said, that you have to pass them with Reb Yosef, one way on Shabbos, another way on Yontif. That's quite an interesting thing, that the Machloikis is not about Migu Diskatsoi as such. No, the Machloikis on Muktzu Machmas Isser, and the Tanai doesn't just prevent Migu Diskatsoi. Tanai can stop the Muktzu in the first place. V'oraya, the Tanai can work even B'Shem and Amitavti B'Shosh Shudolik. That just could solve the problem for after the candle goes out. It's an interesting idea. Wow. Okay. Now, we mentioned a minute ago that the Ran, in explaining the opinion of Tanakhano, we paskin like, the most Hashem and Shemineh Shebekara Osir explained why? Migu Diskatsoi. Why Migu Diskatsoi? Why? Because of the Isser of Kibui. It's correct. I said it's the truth. But it's not necessarily the whole truth. Let's take a look and see what it says. See what it says in the Svarim. Then they quote this and they maybe quote other things. Okay, here we are. Where is it? Reishai and Tess. Ner shel Likva Bosa Shabbos Ava Pisha Kova Osa Latal Below. Says among Avraham, the Bishash who dolek us the stop of menu should machab. Umigo discard ben Ashmoshes. That's the Ran. Says among Avraham, I'll give you an afkamina. Tim came in there shall shava be yomtif. Shara lishtamish panosar. The Ramah is matted to cut off the candle from the bottom. He also doesn't break this yet. Alright? So there is no Isakibu necessarily. There is no Isakibu necessarily. I see you don't have Mogadavram. Why don't you open up to the Bialach? It's right here too. Open up. Everyone at the Bialach, please open up. Please open up on a Mishnah Berurah, Resh, Ayin, Tes, Aleph. Everyone look inside. Here we can look together, because the Mishnah Berurah base quotes there the whole story. Okay, everyone see inside, please. Ayin, Mishnah Berurah, the first Bialach and Resh, Ayin, Tes. Ayin, Mishnah Berurah, and Hatam, Mishnah, the Ostas, Tabi, Ben, Hashemash, Shud, Hadolik, Vachule. Who may I run? Well, if either Bener shall shava v'chelev shall cover b'yomtif, okay? Hoya mutal l'shtamish b'anoser is a tashmish. The agam b'yeis show yoya dolik. Hoya mutal l'katzur melamata they had lokom v'idat ramo takiyat gimel b'ago. Miu b'gemor yesh o tamach yel Rab Shimon. The whole of the hukta b'yeis show yoya dolik. L'mitzvaso. Here is a new reason. Muktzu Machmas Mitzvah. A second reason. Muktzu Machmas Mitzvah. Umemela, Lididan, the Kaimel Krab Yuda, Amin Amigo Diskatsoi, Leben Ashmoshes, Iskatsoi Lechuleyoma. Now, here, again, we have to be careful. According to our original understanding, that the Machloikas and Mishim Yuda is by Amigo Diskatsoi, this makes perfect sense. We were suggesting now that when Migu discusses, so everyone agrees to. So why is this question of Muktzu Machmas Mitzvah, say Migu discusses, depend upon a Shimon of Yudah, which is passing like a Shimon? Again, the Kaimel Krab Yudah. What do you mean the Didan, the Kaimel Krab Yudah? I mean the Migu discusses. This line. This is our traditional pshat. The Bialach. I repeat, the Didan, the Kaimel Krab Yudah. I mean the Migu discusses the Benishah Shmash is what for the mitzvah of. What about according to Rabbi Shimon? Would Rabbi Shimon accept it or would he not accept it? Rabbi, I'm asking a question. Would Rabbi Shimon accept it or would he not accept it? The Gemara's master says that he would not accept it. So I'm asking you why. If Shimon holds the same as Rav Yehuda, by Migu Diskatsoi, so why? Let's say again that even Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah is also a five. Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah, something, you know, you start with new Torahs, you have to pick up all the pieces. This Bialach says the traditional interpretation, as he sounds like in his Mishnah Berurah Reish Ayin Tes Aleph right over here. That's exactly what the Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah means, Migu Diskatsoi. I'm just pointing it out to you. Okay, let's go on. Ken Lefizeh, who adin b'ner shel Shava v'chelev, shulak l'shei Mitzvah Yontif, v'kava, also the shtamish bo shum tash b'shacha b'yomtiv. Tlo uksa the mitzvah adlaka b'yomtiv. That's what he says. Cain is barbi, debi ha-mogon Avram. It's all found in the Mogon Avram. That's what he says. Wow. No. It's interesting. There's a third reason. Aside from the Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah, and aside from the Issur Kibui, is also the buses. So the Levush Yisrael discusses that question. I'm not Magen Avraham. What happened to the Issur buses? I feel a bit tilted lots of Kevin the Bashar Shayadola Karanera Shaman buses the Dvar Issur, Mem Zainim and Aleph. So why need Machabe for? The Yeshlama says the Levush Yisrael here. The Nafkamina Gamba Yomtif also is topic al Kaponime Aitaima. The Bishar Shayadolik or Osavisha Mechavi, Umiga Diskatsoi, Bishamachi also is topic, Ulatil Sharibi Yomtif. There is no Issa Tiltal on Yomtif. Why is there no Issa Tiltal on Yomtif? Ida Shal Heves is the Muktzah Machmas Gufo. That's part of the general heter of Lo Nitnu Eitzim El Elah Sukkah. That they allow you for the purpose of fire to move certain things which otherwise would not be permissible on Yantav. On Shabbos they didn't. That's an interesting era. Why not? True, to light a fire or to make a fireplace on Shabbos is not allowed. Chas v'shalom. But why did they give a dispensation of the Nitna Weitz Mela Lasaka for Shabbos for the candle that was already lit from before Shabbos to move it around? So again, a similar svara. And Yantif, they gave you a heter for Yantif itself to light candles and to make fireplaces and all that stuff. So he did it. On Shabbat, on Shabbat itself, there is no heter. They weren't about to make a special dispensation of Lovitnu Eitim El Asaka for that one case of the candle to lit from before Shabbat. That's what you have to say. All right, fine. Good. Excellent. Comes the Taz here in Sifkotan Aleph, Reishai and Tess, and says as follows. He makes a quotation at the end of Sifkot Aleph. He says, he starts by saying that we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, the oath of the Muktzah Machmas Issur of Shimon, who's mat even b'zeh. He asked only b'zman shaner dolek. That's Pashup Shat. Why? So the Levush Yisrael says, lo armina nigu diskatzoi. That's the traditional lovedness. You don't say Muktzah Machmas Issur. You don't say nigu diskatzoi. That's what everybody says. The Levush Yisrael said it as well. At the very end of the Taz, he says, according to Rosh and Chulin in the first parrot, Vanan Kaimalon Kerab Shimon, the less le mukta el ebener shalikim obishabas. What? That's not true. Who told Sofer? What do you mean, Vanan Kaimalon Kerab Shimon, the less le mukta el ebener shalikim obishabas? Kerab Shimon holds, even by ner shalikim obishabas, there's no mukta. Only shadolik bishabas. So the Taz is a mistake. It means Hadolik b'Shabbos. He changed it legal to Hadolik. So then the Sif Chaim says, oh no, Shogah Baroa, that is totally wrong. Completely wrong. It makes a different deal, which I was a different Hagot, which I was Mechavah to on my own. I was Mechavah to this Sif Chaim. He says, originally the print, it said, the Lamed Lamed, the less lay, but it didn't mean the less lay. It meant the less lun muksa ele b'ner shligah b'Shabbos. Matvis because of the less lay. That's exactly what I thought. And I had a little interesting Mishnah Berurah over here. Talk about how sort of mistakes creep in, I think. In the Mishnah Berurah, Simon Shin Yud Ches, Siv Beis, he quotes the... Look how he quotes it. Just give a look quickly. Shin Yud Beis, I think it's Sivkotan Ches. Sivkotan Ches. He's talking about a similar case of Shochet Lechola. So he says, Alarmina on page 266. Balarmina that behema he mukta machas issa diskatzoi ben hashmashas machas issa shrita. No. Donan Kamlin Krem Shimon. That's the third version. The less low. What does that mean? You're speaking Aramaic, and you mean singular, say the less lay. If you mean plural, say the less low. You say the less lon. If you mean, oh, we don't know. The less low. Some mixed language that doesn't fit in. So I think again, it should probably be the less lon, because it's coming from that Russian chulin. So I think that the Siv Chaim's Hagah is more correct. Okay. Now, Rabosai, we turn to an interesting, fascinating discussion. We had a Tosfos on Daf Mem Hey Amud Aleph. Rabosai, turn please to Mem Hey Amud Aleph. Please. What does it say here? It's like Chitin Shadron Bekaka, we spoke about yesterday. So the Gemara is clearing a Shaila. Chitin Shadron Bekaka. Then what about Rab Shimon? Maybe he holds by Dachi B'Yadayim Isle Muksa. Zog Toysvis. The Afa Gab the Ne'er Shekova Shari Rab Shimon. Afa Gab the Dachi B'Yadayim. The horse of Shining. Kema Shekva Posak Dichui Shalom. Abel Hochel Olam and Dichuyin. Kos Man Shemunachim Shalom. Later on, the Gemara is on the bottom of Memhei. That Ne'er's Dachi B'Yadayim Rab Shimon denies it. The answer is very Pashit. There, the fire went out by itself. So it was Dachi B'Yadayim. Now it's Ois Dachi B'Yadayim. When the fire went out, here I put the wheat in the ground. It's still on the ground. How do I get up in the first place? Can't get it out. The wind would blow it away. It would blow it out. That's one thing. I can't get that. I just can't get that wheat out of the ground. Very nice. Oh, Rabbi Sai, I'll ask you a Shaila. Open up the Mishnah Berurah of Machabe. Simon Shin Yud, please. Sif base. Simon Shin Yud. Siv Beis. What does it say in Simon Shin Yud Siv Beis? Afilu chitim shizron bekarka v'adayin levashrishu mut l'taltin. Quotes our Gemara, why not? Why shouldn't they quote our Gemara? We pass like a Mishimon b'Shabbos, do we not? Says the Marshal, this is a big mistake that the Tur and the Mechava made. A big mistake. Why is it a mistake? Is the whole Gemara is shouted the quantity of Shimon. Reb Shimon holds, Ner Shekova is mutter. So Chitim Shizron Bekaka is also mutter, even though it's a higher level of Dicha B'Yadayim. Because it's Roy. But, since we paskin that Ner is Asur, Fek Mashal Kal V'Chomer, that Chitim Shizron Bekaka should be Asur. A big boner that the Tur and the Mechaber made, says the Mashal in his Hagah to the Tur, quoted verbatim by his loyal Talmud, the Drisha. Moreh Rabbi Mashal, he says, he quotes him in Simen Shin Yud, I think Sivkot and Gimel, word for word. The Magen Avraham also makes reference, the Bach also makes reference. He quotes it verbatim. Zelashon Moreh Rabbi Mashal, Bagos of the Tur, Lo Ucha Lohavin, Halo Maskinin Shamit Perakir Memhei, the doctor of Shimon Udar Minanochi. It's worse. It's more of a chibi yadayim than ner shaliko. Koshken shasur. Woo! I had a tour only copying his father, the Rush. Well, the Rush didn't mean it, says the Mashal. That's a big dochek, but all right. What are you going to do with the tour? Probably the Rush. Probably the whole world. So, what do you do with the Mashal's cash? Shazab bomb cash. The Bach says no. The Bach says that Tosis is explaining the tzad of Hecha the Dachi Bedayim Isle. Tosis is explaining one tzad in the Gemara's child. So, the Mashal is right. According to that side in the Gemara Shaila. But we paskin the other side of the Gemara Shaila. That namely what? Chitin Mamutta. Why? Because you require two things to make something Asur. It's not enough to have Tchiyah B'Yadayim. What else must you have? Rabbi Sai. Two things. Ein Oroi plus Tchiyah B'Yadayim. And the Chitin Aruyim. So it comes out, Ner is not Roy. So we pass again a Taka Osir, it's Ain't a Roy, but Dacha B'Yadayim. And Chitim, which are Roy, even though there'll be a bigger Dacha B'Yadayim, so what? It's still going to be Mutter. That's the Bach's Teretz. Incidentally, I just wanted to point out, when we say Ain't a Roy, but Dacha B'Yadayim, I understood Ain't a Roy to be a totally independent consideration. Ain't a Roy, and also Dacha B'Yadayim. The Tur, however, when he says, Ain't a Roy, he says as follows. Lest le mukta the grogos of tzimukim shel magagli yavshan fe masrichos kodem shiyas yavshu de kevin she odeya she asrichu vada he siach data mehen v'od shedoch osem biyadayim. So even the enoroi consideration, he doesn't interpret as enoroi per se, but enoroi in conjunction with he siach data mehen. That's in the Torah, right? The Bach keeps repeating it. But to me it was a chiddush. I thought it was meant as a different consideration. I'll call ponim rabosai. In his discussion, the Bach makes a comparison between a Ner Shekava and Grogos V'Tzimukim. It's true. They both have the same two factors. What are they? Ein Aroi and Dachi V'Yadayim. Oh, of course, this creates an obvious problem. Reb Shimon accepts Grogos V'Tzimukim and denies Ner Shekava. You know, you read the whole Bach and also you say, wait a minute, what's going on over here? If the two are identical, because they have Ein Aroi and Dachi V'Yadayim, why does Shimon accept Grogos V'Tzimukim and denies Ner Shekava? I made a quick reference to this yesterday. I think they have to make the following answer, which we gave the opposite svar yesterday, but I think this is the svar for today. Namely, as follows. Oh, my kasha, by the way, is only a kasha according to the Ran's interpretation of Grogos V'Tzimukim. It became completely Roy, and it's also anyway, according to Shimon. According to the Rambam, that it's mamish not Roy at all, the way I read the Rambam. And even according to Tosfos, the special child of the Rishami, the kasha is not a kasha. But according to the Ran, so I wanted to answer that Muktza Machmas Gufo was worse. The Grogos V'Tzimukim at one point of Muktza Machmas Gufo, mamish and a Roy. And therefore, that combined with Dachi B'Yadayim Asis, as opposed to a Ner, which is only Muktza Machmas Isser, which is only halachically inaccessible, but physically it is accessible. You recall, yesterday we suggested an opposite svara in one of our discussions, that since Migur Skator is a halachic, it's hard to know with a halachic inaccessibility. Okay, you can say svara is the kind of the kind. Fine. The Magen Avraham asked their Mashal's Kasha too. And he gives a somewhat different answer. Again, we're in Simon Shin Yud. Simon Shin Yud. The Magen Avraham says, very briefly, Chitin Shizron, Sivkot Nalef, V'lo Domi Lin Ne'er Shekavim B'Simen Reish Ayin Tes, the Osam came and it's got Tzor Le'ben HaShmoshes, it's got Tzor L'Chul Yom of Ayin Bach. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? So the Mach Tashekel explains that Tos is going according to Reb Shimon. And according to Reb Shimon, Ner is more kal because the dichui was posak, and we don't say migud iskatzoi. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ner is more chomer. Why? That the svara of posak dichuyo doesn't help. Doesn't help. Right? Because we paskin migu iskatzoi, and therefore it's also eno roy. Right? And therefore it's eno roy. It's gonna make it worse. The words are different than the Bach, although it's I don't have any practical difference between the two terutz. You look carefully, you'll see. Okay. Now part two of the opposite of Grogos V'Tzimukim. That's called Patzile Tamra. That's Mem Hamid base. Patzile Tamra Bosak. Patzile Tamra of Shimon Mal. Omale Ein Mukhtar of Shimon. Now the Grogos V'Tzimukim Bilvat. What is Patzile Tamra? The Gemara is not going to repeat itself. We already learned on Amud Aleph that Chitin Shizron Bekarka, which has one of the two aspects of Grogos V'Tzimukim, it has Chiyah B'Yadayim, doesn't have Enaroi, we already know that's Mutter. So what's Patzile Tamra? Zokt Rashi, it sounds like from Rashi, it's the reverse. The reverse. What could the reverse mean? It's what? It's Enaroi, Lo Dachi B'Yadayim. Those are the two opposite cases. There's Roy for Dachi B'Yadayim, and there's Ein Roy and Lo Dachi B'Yadayim. Those are each one step better than Grove was a Tzimukim, which is what? Ain't a Roy, Vidachi B'Yadayim. So look at Rashi, that's what it sounds like. Patzile Tamro, tomorrow man will call them, Bishula, and the calls them also Besalim, Shosu Melulavim, and Bespashos Me'alein, Ma'al Lechel Me'am Kodem Bishulam. The mother remember the books of Sinka Grove was a Tzimukim. Olo! What exactly, what do the words mean? That's the Pashup Shana, how I understood in the Rashi. It's Taka Ena Roy, Taka Ena Roy, but rather, there's no Dichav Yodayim. As the Bach said, Adarabba, he puts him in the Salim, Kadesh Yukshiru L'Achila. So Patile Tamar, according to this interpretation of Rashi, as Bach explains it more greater length, it's Gevaldik. Yeah, Grover's book have two aspects. It's Dochi and Ena Roy. First, Moses says, Shaila, what about Dochi and Roy? And Moses says, Mutter, he's a Shom Bekaka. Now I ask, what about the other way around? That it's Ena Roy, but it's not Dochi. Moses says, that's also Mutter. So they're both Mutter. Fine. Aye, the Tosis is Shonim. Yes, Akash against Rashi in the bottom. Ain't Nero Leripi, which is there. The bottom, the Aleph. The Lord Dom and the Grover's at Timukim. You betcha! That's exactly the point of the Gemara. In that respect, it's different than Grovos with Tzimukim. So what's the Kasha of the Tosi Shonim? That's exactly what he's asking. What's the Gemara Shara Patzilei Tamar? It's not Kapal to Grovos with Tzimukim. It's not Dachi B'Yadayim. That's exactly the Gemara Shara as the Bach explained. It's Eneroi of Lo Dachi B'Yadayim. What's it then? Okay. But he didn't like it. Try to give a different shot. What's his shot? V'nira li kipirish ha'oruch. Shapirish Patzile Tama Loshim Mefatzeh Shemefatzen Tzvar I'm going to special this Yabesh Uvishas Apsiya Miskalkelas Marisa Vachazman Mishtapkos V'domi L'Grovos V'Tzimukim Ach Shegrovos V'Tzimukim Miskalkelos Yoser Mehem. So it's not as bad. It's fundamentally the same. Just that that's not as bad. That's a Tosfos Yeshanim's interpretation. Not as bad. Perhaps never gets to the level of Eino Roy Klal. Maybe it's comparable to the Gemara over here. The other fruits, Afarskim Chavushin, they never got to the lowest level of Eino Roy Klal. Perhaps it's something along those lines. I already know Afarskim Chavushin. Well, maybe Patsina Tam is a little bit worse than Afarskim Chavushin. That's very good to look at. Again, Madregas. That's how the Post Trump seems to be understanding. The Mishnah Brewer seems to say this pshat, which is somewhat puzzling. Mishnah Brewer said, Cotton Test, and Simon Shin Yud. Please take a look. Shin Yud, the Mechaber says, Chena Tmorah Malikutim, Kodem Bishulah, Vekonsimus, Vesalim, Vesbashim, Me'alein, Mutalechim, Kodem Bishulah. Why says the Mishnah Brewer test? Tafiluk Sheikh Nisa Vesalim, Adayin Ika de Ochalu Ochi, Mashenkim, the Grokos Vitzimukim, שניחל יאבשו ונשתל מעט שוב אין רויון להכיל עד שיש יאבשו ובבדי שיח דייתו מהם. So what does he sound like the Tosfos Yeshanim? Okay. Why does he quote as a source Rashi Beis, the Memamed Beis, Shara Tzion Ches? I read the Rashi Beis, the same as he said Rashi in Shabbos and Memamed Beis, like the Bach. So I don't understand. I don't see what he found in the Rashi and the Beis different than the Rashi over here. I don't know. Okay, good. Let's continue in a few more minutes to see the Sugya Mehmed Beis as it goes by. Rebos. Says the Gemara over here, we'll skip to it, just read a few more. This will be already our last shtick of the Gemara. This is this one Gemara, and then the reduced Ma'am Makarim is only really one book, Ma'akub Kav Ches, for tomorrow Shia, and that's it. We're finishing up in the Gemara's about Mukta, basically. But let's just see this Gemara. We've had it before a little bit. Let's see it now. Gemara is the following Shaila. Amar Rav Yochanan Lachi Rav Shimon. Amar Rav Yochanan Hachi. V'aboy minei kina shel tarnagolas mala tultulei b'shabes. Amalei klum osi elo de tarnagolin. Zok Rashi. Klum osi l'shem tashmish elo de tarnagolin. Hilkach. Have they malacht on the Isser? The Isser. Alma Islay Mukta. What does this remind you of this Rashi? What does it remind you of? This is our old Rashi Shita. Rashi is to be saying that Klisha malacht is Mutta going to Reb Shimon. The Kiddush Neira. This is the Rashi seems to say the same thing. I don't remember. Did we quote this Rashi at the time? I don't remember. We quote it. I just learned the Rashi on my own. I suddenly this reminds me back of those other Rashis. So Maris, no. Hakabu Mayaskina, this be Afroach Meis. So to Rashi, this be Afroach Meis, Lochazi the Mechel, Uleklovim Nami Lochazi. Yafa gav them Reb Shimon. Mechatnes has Nevela Fnea Klovim. Hani Midibu Mesukenes. As the Gemara puts it in one line in Beitza. Chavzayim and Beitz. Abel Bria, lo. Lo have it datum yesmo the Klovim. Fahaya Frosh Shemes Peshabas Nami, lo have it datum yesmo. Liklovim. Okay? Fine. Fine. Tosfos. Hocha b'mayaskinu b'dizbe afroach meis. Pirshu Rav Yosef lo nogat afroach chai. Shem d'chai chozal l'shadik b'otinok sheboche. So Rav Yosef held that a live chicken, a little chick, is a toy, a plaything for a baby. I'm not an expert in playthings for babies, but this apparently is one of them. V'ein nira. Forget it, we'll come to that part tomorrow, but forget it. Either you cannot designate a living creature as a pet, as a plaything. That's what it says here in Tosfos. If you want to see it even more befarish, it's in the Hagos Ashri that he asked you to see. He says it even a little bit more befarish. In Paragimel Simon Kof Aleph, he says, "Rabbi Poros says that Frochai Mutla Tatla the Chazal Sachem Bosatino Kshiyitza Ein Ilari. Why not? The Imkain Kol Avonim V'Eitzim Yofim Ye Mutarom Tatla Mei Taima. What are you kidding? I can use a kid can play with nice with pretty rocks and pretty sticks." The question remains, why not? We spent time a few weeks ago discussing what do you have to do to make a rock or to make a stick. Miyucha, letiltu, chariol shel dekel. So wait a second. So why can't I take a chicken, a little pet, a parakeet, a parrot, whatever else I want, and be miyachet it. Hinni miyachet of ze letziatua. It's going to be a toy for my kid. So the Marat or Zerua says yes, it can be done. That's privatosis, the first day in Tosel. If you're miyachet it, look at the question. The question was, you mean Eitzim Avonim? Ein Achinami. The same as Eitzim Avonim? This is Marach or Zeruah Simon Pei Aleph. The Rosh wrote back to him, he's a contemporary, Simon Pei Beis, no. And this is a quotation of the Rosh. Quote, the Ein Torah's Kli Aleihem, V'yesh Les L'yolsev V'alechayim, Dein Mishtamshim V'alechayim, V'lo Plug Rabbonim V'alechayim. So after saying the entire Kli'alayim, you have three separate phrases, all of which end with the word Balechayim. What are they? Yesh Les Yalsim Balechayim, B'Balechayim, Dein Mishtamshim B'Balechayim, V'lo Plug Rabbonim B'Balechayim. What does that mean? I think it means as follows. When it comes to sticks and stones, the only issue is an Issa Mukta. So Yikud can overcome the Issa Mukta. However, when you're talking about animals, it's more than that. It's a special Gzeres Chazal. And Mishtamshim Bebalei Chaim. A special Isser. You can't ride in the Bal Chai, you can't lean on the Bal Chai, it's a Kaza Gemaris. How do we Paschal Adina? So open up here the Mishnah Aruch and Simon, Shin Lamed Ches, Sif Lamed Tes. The Mechaber says in Shin Ches, Sif Lamed Tes. Also the Tatal Behema Chai of Oaf. Period. No ands, no ifs, no buts. Says the Mishnah Brura Kuf Mem Vav. Dehem b'chal muktzu ke'etzel avonim. Dolo chazu. Okay, so we said, keep saying, it's not a human being, it's not an ochel, it's not a kli. Wait a second. If it's only like etzel avonim, if you can be miyachet etzel avonim, should be able to be miyachet animals as well? Didn't say any, didn't discuss this, machlokes. So here's an interesting question. Do we, Rabosai, does the halacha accept playthings? Does the halacha accept that playing is?
Yom of Cholok Rabbi Shimon, Afil Balechaim Shemesu, Shem Mutarim, Ma'ika Lemema. So Afroch Meis, according to Rabbi Shimon, is not Mukta either. Hakabu Mayaskinon, this Bei Beitza. What's that? Nolad. Hi, Rabbi Nachman says, Isle Mukta, Isle Nolad, less than Mukta, less than Nolad, Beitza, Beis. Answers the Gemara, Is Bei Beitza, Efroach. Even even everyone agrees that Beitzah is a frog is a problem, for reasons which we'll see soon. But I'm asking a question. How do we paskin in this shaila between Mar Berei the Rav Yosef and Mar Berei the Amema? How do we paskin? You see, no Ein Mishpat, no Din in Shulchan Aruch, nothing, nowhere. How do we paskin? It's one of those mysteries. How do we paskin? So there were many people. The chas is clear. Remember we spoke about that? That anything which you can use even